There is an asylum seeker crisis in the world. That's a given fact, and I don't know what to do about it. I want to be part of the solution, but have no idea what that solution is. So here's a step in the right direction. I'm catching up with a friend of mine, Amalia, who sought refuge in Australia when she was 5. Amalia, thanks so much for catching up with me.
Thank you, Dan.
What was happening in El Salvador, where you grew up, when you were 5 years old?
When I was 5, it was in the middle of the war. The war lasted, a civil war from the 80s to 92, 12-year war. It was a very difficult time to live. And I suppose with all wars, regardless of who's right or who's wrong, what government it is, or whether it's, you know, freedom fighters or whoever's trying to fight oppression, innocent people, men, women and children, get caught in a crossfire. And that was the case in El Salvador. If it wasn't for the fact that my parents sought refuge, I would have been one of those statistics.
When did you realise that your family needed to get out of El Salvador, and how did that happen?
Okay, just to give you a background, my dad was a university student, and he also had a bakery to help provide with for the family and his studies. Now, the government didn't like the university students because they promoted freedom of speech, and they felt that they were instigators of a lot of anti-government views. Hence, my dad was captured, and then the situation went from bad to worse. Mum couldn't provide for the family, and she was a person of interest given the fact that she was connected to my father, and there were several death threats made to her and people watching her. And it's only by the grace of God that we survived El Salvador, and I truly believe that God intervened in several times. I have vivid memories of gunfire, running, you know, to the floor, hiding and seeing the gunshots fly through the walls. There was another incident when my mum got tipped off about a bus, and she says, "But that's the last bus. Trust me, you're better off not going on that bus." And then that bus was all over the news. It was lit up on fire, and all the people that were on the bus were killed. I was 5, so for me, it was no different. I didn't know any better. I didn't know any, like, it was every day. Gunshots, dead bodies on the side of the road, you know, people just starving. I do remember going hungry a lot, and mum trying to find family members who she could leave us with so she could go and sell something at the marketplace so she can come back with some sort of food or some sort of income to buy some food. So that, it was a struggle. I do know that during the time that my dad was captured, we were living between family members. We didn't have a house, we didn't have much, and it was a real struggle for her. When we did come to Australia, we arrived on a beautiful winter day, and it was just beautiful flying in and seeing the beach, you know, the Australian iconic views, the Opera House, everything was just, it was just amazing for us. But I do remember walking into the city and looking at all the buildings, and I thought, the first thing I said to Mum, and this is a 5-year-old being in survival mode, where are we going to run if there's an earthquake here?
Wow.
You know, and where are we going to run if, you know, there's a bomb, you know, because there's, to me, those buildings will crumble in an instant.
Where would you be today, or what would life be like for you today, had you not come across at the age of 5 from El Salvador?
Honestly, I think I would be another statistic. I really don't think I would have survived El Salvador, just the way things were, because when my dad was released, they and my mum, you know, they had a lot of death threats. They put the paperwork, and the next day they left. No one knew they were gone. She didn't get a chance to say goodbye to her family. Everyone had thought that we were dead, basically. I don't think I would have got any of the opportunities that I did get in Australia. I was blessed to get an education, to go to university, to give back to the Australian community so much what they've given me.
Well, you and your beautiful family certainly give back to our church community and to this community on the Central Coast. Thanks so much, Amalia, for opening up.
Thank you.